by. Joey Savacci, fifth place in the 450 main event here at Daytona. How was the day?
Day was good. Qualifying was pretty solid. And then, yeah, the heat race was good. Got a good start. Was able to make it past in a second. And I felt really good. Main event was a weird one for me. Just I kind of felt like I was in no man's land. Took me a little too long to get around one or two people to kind of stay with that group in front of me. But all in all, it's a fifth. So I need to be respectful of that and remind myself that that's the goal. It's hard not to get ahead of ourselves. But on one hand, I'm ecstatic because it's fifth and it's Daytona and it's brutal. But on the other hand, as good as I felt all day, I'm a little bit, I'm just a little disappointed that I didn't execute a little bit better off the gate. I would have loved to have gotten away with those guys and just seen where it went. You know, I might have gotten blown off the back or got my teeth kicked in, but I truly believe that if I could have got away with them, I would have been able to latch onto them and at least seen what they were doing for a while. Easy to say, though. Like I said, unfortunately for me, I didn't do my job correctly off the gate. So we had a little bit of work to do. But like I said, P5, it's hard not to be happy with that.
Thoughts on the track?
I thought it raced really good. In places, very hard to pass. But, I mean, not every track is going to have amazing passing opportunities. But the switchback, split lanes, like, I mean, I will say I give Rick a lot of crap a lot of the times. But this track being a little bit more tame, per se, with as gnarly as it gets to main event time, I think was a great idea because it, as gnarly as it got, it's still very raceable. Whereas we've had tracks in the past where we've really, really jumpy and peaky. And it's just, in my opinion, it's a lot of unnecessary risk being added. I thought all in all, it was, other than the start, I wish there was something better for first turn design. But track-wise, I thought they did a great job. Like I said, it's mellow enough to where, sure, if it was your everyday track at home, you'd be like, oh, this is too easy. But it's Daytona, and you know it's not going to be like that in the main event. So, I thought they did a good job.
Okay, last thing. You've been riding great for the last couple weeks. Everybody knows that. The hype is there. Stuff's finding its way to your bike. Everybody's been watching you. How's it feel?
Rewarding. To be honest, it's been a long, hard, quite a few years. My effort at home has always been there. I've always done my work and done my laps, and you know, I've done things that I feel like are necessary to do well. And it's for me, it's like not emotional, but it's just so like relieving in a way to just know that could have been so easy along the way to just throw the towel and say, hey, you know, like, I'm not doing it. I can't do it, or I don't want to do it anymore, or, you know, like, there was a time when I was riding Supercross, working on my own bike. Trust me, by no means am I mechanically inclined for that, but it's just, for me, at the end of the day, like, when my kids get older, I want them to really understand the peaks and the valleys of what I've gone through, from being a guy that was so close to winning a championship and how long that's really haunted me and kind of made me regret a lot. And to even just not having things go well and not doing well to really just continuing to put in the work. And when you get something underneath you that you believe in, it's funny how things start to click. So, like I said, I'm in a great place. I really am. I'm genuinely excited to be back at the races, and I'm excited, and I show up with a smile because I feel like I'm actually one of the guys again. So, like I said, for me, it's been a lot of getting my teeth kicked in, and a lot of a lot of getting beat up, but you know, we're at a place now where it's like, hey, I knew I still had it in me, and it's nice to be able to do it and not just talk about it.
Great job, Joey.
Thank you.
All right, Garrett Marchbank, seventh place in the 450 main event at Daytona. How was the day?
It was a great day. Started off good with qualifying. I think I was P9 both sessions. That was the best for me this year. We made some really good changes this week going into Daytona, and today we've made a couple changes for the day. Felt good in the heat race. Won the main. My goal was just to be top 10, get off to a good start, put in good laps, and don't worry about, you know, who passes you or who's behind you. Just kind of put the laps in and get comfortable. And for me, I finally found the setting I really enjoyed. I felt really comfortable out there, and that was the first time this year I really feel like I could motor down for a full, almost a full 20 minutes.
A past winner here on a 250, so good vibes already when you come here. But then great day overall. When you're in the battle with those guys, how much easier does it make it to run that pace?
I mean, it felt a lot easier when I had a proper setting, like not putting the bike down or anything. It was just, for me, I felt super uncomfortable in the past when I'd start up there with those guys. I just couldn't control it. So today, it felt really good. I knew I could run with that pace with those guys. Obviously, P and them were ripping towards the end, but it was nice to know I could finally be up there in the top 10, that mix of guys.
Hey, not to make this about the bike, so we'll keep it short on that. I want to talk to you. After you have to think all the time of what you're looking for, trying to find that, how do you do that Monday through Friday and set with those ideas and then implement them with the team?
Put your head down and grind away. I mean, as long as you stay positive and your trainer and your team, you're going to figure it out at some point. For me, it was just do a lot of laps, see what's comfortable in a full 20. And I've been doing that probably for the last 5 weeks. We worked really hard this week. I know all of us kind of, I wouldn't say at a breaking point, but we all kind of were like, man, we need to get this going for all of us. And we all got together, put our heads down out here in Florida. Brock, Chase, me, the whole team, we did a lot of work to get the bikes going, and I was really pumped with how today went and how things went with testing this week.
Thanks, Garrett. All right, Shane McElrath, eighth place here at the Daytona 450 main event. How was the day?
Honestly, it was just a day of work. This track here was probably the least supercrossy and most outdoor Daytona I've ever ridden in. So the speeds all day today were like really high. The track was super rough. Honestly, like the straights were really long, and the sand was just annoying all day. It was just like, it was so deep, and you could not get a flow. But Twisted Development did a lot of work on my ECU this week. We got my bike so much more set up for me. Like, the power is so much better. Obviously, my starts, I had two really good starts tonight. And I'm excited to be in the fight. It was good. It was a huge step, obviously, from where we've been. We've been kind of inching our way, but today was a big step. Riding, confidence, bike, everything. So we're not so disappointed this weekend, and it's nice because we've been putting in a lot of work, and this is kind of what we expect.
Hey, from practice, I noticed like the day was better from the start, and then even when I came and talked to you after the heat race, you were very chipper.
Yeah.
Did that something just click other than the bike today? Just came in good confidence, just felt it. Like once things started rolling well, did you know like, oh, this is good?
A little bit of everything. We were actually trying a few things yesterday for press day, and also throughout the qualifying sessions today, and we ended up having to just kind of go back to where I've been riding and just deal with the track. That's I think the hardest part, because it's like at no point did I really feel that good. It's just you kind of just got to take it and deal with it. And so the second qualifier, I actually had a decent pace, even though I didn't feel very good. And it's like, all right, well, we gotta get some good starts, and we gotta just kind of get in the mix, and that will kind of set a new standard for us. And so that's what we did, and then the intensity kind of comes naturally because you're in the heat of the battle, and you kind of latch on to the guys in front of you, and it really kind of helps give you a little boost.
Great job, Jane.
Thanks.
All right, Justin Hill, ninth place in the 450 main event at Daytona. How was the day?
The day was horrible. It sucked. I hated everything about it. Like, I was just trying to have fun and try to just loosen up because I was struggling so bad. I felt so good yesterday in press. I love the track. I was having a lot of fun. And then today I just struggled a lot, man. I don't know what it was, but the track was just really gnarly, and it was really simple. Like, this was the simplest, most, like, there's hardly any rhythms out there. It was just more like an outdoor track, kind of. So I struggled with that a lot. Like, I had to really try hard to find my groove, and then had a terrible heat race, bad start, bad heat race, missed it. I had to go to the dang LCQ and make my night longer. But honestly, it's probably good I went to the LCQ, to be honest, because I actually figured out a couple things on the track and made it a little bit better. Found a couple of lines that were maybe took a little bit of pressure off me in some of the other areas, so I was able to charge maybe more so other places. But based on how the day was going, I didn't think I'd have a season best, that's for sure. It was not really going the way I wanted it to go, but I don't know. I'm happy with where I am. I'm happy with where my conditioning is, because I struggled every step of the way in the main event, and I felt fresh the entire time. So it was, most people can't say that at Daytona, for sure, because this is a really nasty track. So I felt like this was definitely a step in the right direction, me believing in my where my body's at, because that's just been really up and down. You know, I had a great off season, and then an injury, and then nothing, and then build back, and it's just been kind of peaks and valleys that way. So now I feel like I'm peaking again, which is a great feeling. Going into some races I'm excited about. I like Indy. It's indoors. And I loved Birmingham last year, too, so that'll be cool, too, after the break.
Great battle with Colt. I'm sure that was fun to be in, keep you motivated, enticing all the way. What are you learning, especially on a track like that? Like, how are you moving around as it deteriorates?
Yeah, 4.5 and 4.6 are always finding each other, that's for sure. We've been battling a lot, man, but Colt's been riding good, so it's been fun. What I picked up on was a couple of things, actually, as watching Colt Davies hit a couple of lines, and I picked up a couple of things that Colt was doing, and I'm like, that just looked like fun. Like, it looked like, oh, that's the smoothest killer spike wave through there, so I'm going to try that, and it definitely alleviated some of the just hang on and take it kind of lines. You know, I switched it up, and so all I was really looking for was like, how can I miss bumps and keep my momentum up, you know, and keep building. And by I would say like the seven, eight minute mark, I kind of have my lines, and I was able to push hard. Almost got Shan. I really wanted another lap, which again, most people don't want another lap in Daytona, but I would have taken as many as they had to give me to try to get some more guys, and would have been nice to climb up a little further, but hey, nice, all right, for today anyway.
All right, Colt Nichols, 11th place in the 450 main event. How was the day?
It was okay.
Yes, sir.
Nothing great all day, to be honest. I was pretty frustrated. I tried to turn it around for the main and just try and give myself a better chance, and I just didn't ride good. I'm pretty frustrated with myself, to be honest. But, I mean, the result's better, but the riding I don't think was very good, so I'm pissed. But it's dirt bikes, man. It's not supposed to be easy. I struggled a little bit today, and Daytona kind of got the best of me, to be honest. But, I seem to put myself in a better spot, ride a little bit more to my potential. I feel like I just didn't do that today, so I'm just annoyed. But that's the way it goes sometimes. So all I can do is try and, like, go back home, be a little bit better, execute better on Saturday. And if I do that, I'll be in a better spot. I just haven't done it, so it's just pissing me off. But that's all on me.
A good battle with Justin Hill. I was watching that the whole way through, 45, 46, all of that. Knowing, though, how you feel now, how was that battle to go through? Like, where are you at mentally as the race is ticking by?
Mentally, it's kind of been funny. Every weekend, me and Justin seem to find each other. It's super weird. But every single weekend, if he's struggling, I'm struggling right there with him. If I'm riding good, so is he. So it's just been kind of funny. Every weekend, we seem to find each other. But, yeah, I mean, I was on the struggle bus bad, and I felt like he could kind of see that. And I kept making some little mistakes. I got tied about halfway in that main, so I was kind of just hanging on, to be honest. Like, I wanted to ride the track a little better and open it up, get through the sand cleaner, and my arms were bricks. So I'm like, I'm just kind of along for the ride, and I tried to fight him as long as I could, and he got by me, I passed him back, and then he got by me again, and we were just kind of going back and forth, and I'm like, dude, that's kind of all I had. So that's why I'm frustrated, because I feel really fit. I'm in a good spot physically. I just I wasn't really able to show it, so I'm just fucking annoyed. But like I said, that's dirt bikes. It's sometimes always doesn't go the way you want it to, but yeah, just, man, frustrated.
All right, Daxton Bennick, fifth place in the 250 main event here at Daytona. How was the day?
Yeah, it was good. Daytona's obviously a unique one. Struggled a bit in Q1. Q2 was better. Heat struggled a little bit just with that intensity. And the main start was all right, but I just pushed out a little wide and got shuffled back by bad decisions on the first lap. That off-camber bottleneck really bad, and I was just literally just in line. So a couple guys got me there. I think it was 11th first lap. But overall, I mean, I'm happy. I got back to fifth. Like, I made a pass on Thrasher, like, two to go. So I rode good. I just know if you want to compete for a podium or a win, you literally have to start there. So, yeah, we'll just go back to work this week. We got a triple crown, mix it up a little bit, and we'll come out swinging.
All right, thoughts on the track?
I was a fan, I think. It was hard. It was gnarly, of course, Daytona, but I liked it. I think that double and then that 3.53, that was a little sketchy. That thing was trying to kill people, but other than that, I think the track was pretty good.
All right, Valentin Guillot, 14th place in the 250 main event here at Daytona. How was the day?
Much better than Arlington. Really happy to qualify for my first final in Supercross. In 2010, I watched my first Supercross in Anaheim in life. And I was like, yeah, it's crazy, but I wasn't thinking that I could do that one day. And finally, 16 years later, I'm in for the final in 250. So really happy to do that. And yeah, it was a good day. Some good qualification, like lap time, good heat. My goal was to qualify straight for the main. So I finished nine in the heat one. So it was good because last weekend one guy landed on my end on the LCQ. So I was really lucky to don't have any injury. And yeah, then for the final was just a bonus for me, just to learn, have some experience, and yeah, was cool.
Okay, for a guy that doesn't have a lot of Supercross experience, you've done European ones, obviously. You know about this race. How crazy was that track? How different is it than anything you've ever raced before? What is the Daytona vibe?
So we can compare Europe Supercross and US Supercross. It's two different sports. It's, yeah, you know, in Europe it's quite smaller and less sharp and less big. But last time I raced Supercross, it was in 2018, so it's already a long time ago. But, okay, then here in Daytona, for me, it's more SMX track. Even more TC, it was quite simple, was not some tricky jump or tricky bumps. So yeah, Arlington was really, I saw that it was a really first big Supercross I was racing. So now my goal is to qualify again for a final in one stadium. And yeah, just learn every weekend. Like last weekend, I had to learn the timing, like the schedule of one day of racing, what time I have to eat, and all that stuff. And then the riding style, you know, the racing style, to be aggressive the first few laps, to close the door where you have to close the door, to open the door in the corner where you have to do it. So yeah, it's many things like this. And then also we found that we could improve a bit better the bike. So we are working now every week on the bike to improve. And yeah, every race it's a new things that I learn. And the goal is at the end of the season, we can do some great races.
All right, Deacon Dino, winner of the SMX Futures race here at Daytona. How was the day?
It's a great day, you know. Went out in free practice, second free practice, so I put the track together really fast. Third in my first qualifying, and then the second qualifying I was second. And all around just felt good today. You know, I had a good flow around the track. The ruts were good. I liked the ruts, so I enjoyed it. And the main event, knew I just had to get a good start, and I executed that. Lost the leaks. I made a dumb mistake in the whoops. Got it back quick and rode my race to the checkers, and kind of dominated the night, I feel like. And yeah, I shot a solid night. Felt really good.
How was it to lose the lead, get it back, especially in the short race that you have, the intensity track like that, just all of those things? You got the full challenge.
Yeah, I just had to breathe. I knew I was faster than the guy in front of me, so I just had to focus ahead, and I knew I could get around him. I had a couple passing spots, and yeah, I got it done.
Cool. Thanks, Steve. Hi, Drew Adams here after the Daytona main event. Unfortunately, you have a cast on your hand right now. Can you take me through what happened?
Yeah, it was a small mistake in the whoop section, just past halfway in the main event. Just kind of hit a little edge, and it's around the Powell Tower this weekend. It doesn't get the best traction in the whoops. So, yeah, it's a very small, stupid mistake, but a lot of positives to take from today. Got my first fastest qualifier in Supercross and my first heat race win, so I don't want to get too down on myself. You know, it's just a small setback.
I like that you're thinking that way, because I know everybody on your team would be thinking that way too. What has Mitch thought about the progress of the day?
Yeah, he was super stoked today. Obviously, nobody wanted the main event to end like that, but as of talking with the team and stuff, it was all positives from the day. You know, I don't want to get too sad about myself, and just keep moving forward.
All right, still early. I mean, the accident just happened, but any prognosis on what it is and how long?
Well, it's a fracture break in the thumb. That's all I know right now. I'm going to get a clear MRI this week and let you guys know from there.